This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mitch Tite.
And I'm Bonnie North. Tomorrow in Milwaukee, around 200 immigrants will be sworn in as naturalized citizens. Their new status as Americans comes as the country continues to debate the topic of immigration and who has the right to enter and stay in this country legally.
The ceremony also comes in the midst of an annual event that a Wisconsin organization has organized for almost three quarters of a century. Al Dertke is president and CEO of the International Institute of Wisconsin, which works in the area of refugee resettlement and also produces the weekend-long holiday folk fair. Welcome to Lake Effect. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I want to start with a little bit on the International Institute, which presents the fair each year. Can you give us some background on who you are and what you do?
Well, the International Institute started in 1936, so we're celebrating our 80th anniversary as an organization. Prior to that, it was part of the YWCA in terms of helping immigrant women who were coming to the United States to become part of the Milwaukee community. After a brief interlude in some 80 years ago, it kind of made its way off of that particular connection, and a group of volunteers started the International Institute of Wisconsin. And so from its original purpose of helping immigrants and newcomers into our community has remained the same. So the Institute right now assists in the areas of immigration, also in terms of refugee resettlement, and then also works with a number of other programs like interpretation and translation, which is very much strongly connected with both of the former, and also working with the U.S. State Department in terms of bringing individuals from abroad over to experience America from individuals that live here that have no stake in any political kind of activity. And I think along with this has always been this educational kind of bent in trying to get individuals to learn more about other cultures and other people, as well as helping those individuals coming learn about us. And so out of this emerged the Holiday Folk Fair some 74 years ago.
Right. I was going to say that event has been around for almost three quarters of a century. Has the event itself evolved over time, or is it really a very similar? Has it really been a very similar themed event from the beginning?
I want to say it has evolved. It has been an event that's very similar to its very roots. I mean, I think the first thing was is the old electric company, from what I can gather, since I was not around at that time, was the fact of food. And food continues to be one of those kind of elements that people love to share and to experience. And so that has always been a mainstay of Holiday Folk Fair and continues on to this day.
Well, let's talk about this year's Holiday Folk Fair. Can you talk about some of the various cultures and ethnicities that are represented as part of it?
Well, there's as we talk about ethnicities and we talk about communities, there are a variety of different individuals and groups who are associated with Holiday Folk Fair. So we could start out with the Arabs, the Bavarians, the Chinese, the Czech, the Egyptians, the Filipinos, French, German, Greek, Indian, Irish, and the list goes on as we go through the alphabet. And that's probably the easiest way of doing it so that we don't, and ends up with the Ugandan and Vietnamese. So we kind of have a good representation of a community that sometimes we're out of touch with.
I was just going to say,
in terms of knowing who's in this community.
Why do you think it's so important, both for people on both sides of the equation, for people who might not be familiar with these ethnicities to become more familiar, and for the people who are part of the fair to be a part of it?
Well, I think it's really learning more about yourself. As I get to learn about another culture, I really get to know more about myself. So when I start, look at their beliefs kind of structure or their values, and I look at what do they value, what do they believe, and then I start questioning, well, by the way, what do I believe in? What are my values? What what makes me tick? Why do I do what I do? And that's the important kind of thing with Holiday Folk Fair. And it gives us the opportunity to kind of explore those kind of avenues that oftentimes we don't even think about.
Why do you do what you do? Why, you are the president and CEO of the International Institute. Why is this such an important thing for you to be doing?
Well, I believe in it. I think as we look at what's the ultimate goal, it is really peace and understanding. And if I can have any small part of that, of us moving in that direction, that's what I want to be part of. I believe that service to the community is very, very important. So I spend a lot of time, probably more so than I should, really, in terms of trying to engineer this and to move it forward. But I think it's a really important thing because we do need to live in peace and harmony with each other. And it's like I often use the example of looking at a field of flowers. If I look at a field of flowers and I see nothing but tulips, and they're beautiful, no question about it. But after a little while, it kind of like, yeah, that's nice, but what happens later on when they all die and go up? Now, if I look at a prairie and I can see all these flowers that are coming up at various times, all different colors, all different shades, it's much more exciting. And this is what's exciting about the international scene. This is what's exciting about our community, because we can partake in everybody's culture, in everybody's celebration, and kind of join together to be a very cohesive group.
I mean, we're having this conversation in 2017, and if I understand correctly, the theme this year is about celebrating the culture of welcome, and that's not always the story we hear about immigration today.
That is correct. That is not the story, and we haven't heard for quite some time. I mean, if we really look at it. So what we're trying to do is look at it being a welcoming community and trying to bring attention to the fact that we need to welcome those who perhaps are different than we are, who come from different places, that they feel at home. And it might be as simple as you get a next-door neighbor and you take them a plate of cookies. Well, that's their particular custom. Or it might be that you serve them with bread and salt is a welcome kind of celebration. Everyone has a different way of doing this, but what we want to emphasize is welcome. And the U.S. has always been a very welcoming kind of place. And in one sense, we're very distinct from the rest of the world in terms of, and I can't say Canada, too, is certainly a welcoming place. I don't want to alienate my brothers up north. But, you know, we are different than a lot of other places in the world because we are a nation of immigrants. We are a nation of individuals who have come here to reside and to make this our home.
And to that extent, one of the key events that's part of the fair is the naturalization ceremony.
That is correct.
What does that look and feel like?
That's an exciting time. It's very formal. I think a lot of people kind of overlook it, but it's a really, really important time for all the people that are involved. It is a time that they have struggled to get here in how they view the U.S., how do they view what it means to become a citizen in terms of looking at perhaps coming from a place that they did not have much freedom to do what they wanted to do or pursue a career that they wanted to pursue or move freely about. Now they have that opportunity, and by becoming a citizen, they have those rights and abilities to do that. So it is a very important time. It's a very moving kind of celebration, if we could put it this way, of accomplishment of these people who really dearly believe in what we are trying to achieve here in the U.S.
And there are a couple hundred people that are part of
that
it.
That is correct. That happens every year. We're privileged. It doesn't necessarily mean it's always going to happen, but we're privileged again this year to have that celebration. And that's on Friday at 2:30. We encourage individuals to attend if they can, because I think it is something that most U.S. citizens, native-born, never get to see or to understand.
As the person who is president of the International Institute and who puts this fair together each year, are you discouraged when you hear the current tone of discussion about immigration in this country?
No question about it. I mean, that is something we're all very much concerned about in terms of restrictions on individuals from where they come from, et cetera. We understand some of the rationale behind that, no question about that, but certainly we are a bit concerned to say in our ability to assist people sometimes is limited. So we look forward to helping as many individuals as we possibly can. We continue to the work, and there certainly is enough individuals who do need our assistance, and we will continue to do that.
Well, Al Dertke, wishing you another 74 years of success with this fair. Thank you so much for sharing the story.
Thank you very much.
Al Dertke is president and CEO of the International Institute of Wisconsin. You'll find links to more about the group's holiday folk fair and its work in refugee and immigration issues at WUWM.com.